Welcome to the Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Haynes, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Over the river and through the wood to Grandfather's house we go. The horse knows the way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow. This Thanksgiving poem and song conjures up happy images of a thrilling ride followed by a happy day spent with beloved grandparents. Today, the sleigh is replaced by vehicles, and the path to the grandparents' home is probably smoother and more direct. But the happy day spent with beloved grandparents is still very much a part of many families. About one-third of adults in the United States are grandparents, to the tune of about 70 million grandparents then. The average age for women to become grandmothers is around 50, and the average age for men is a couple years older. More than 70% of middle-aged and older people will become grandparents, and many will live long enough to become great-grandparents, or even great-great-grandparents. So just what role do all these grandparents play in the lives of their grandchildren? A new AARP survey finds grandparents play an essential role. Amy Goyer, AARP's multi-generational and family issues expert, says that this survey reinforces that today's grandparents contribute to the basic quality of their grandchildren's lives. They are the safety net for American families, helping to pay for practical expenses and necessities. We see many providing daycare services, while growing numbers even have grandchildren living with them. Data from the survey shows that nearly 40% of grandparents report contributing to everyday living expenses of their grandchildren. A rather startling statistic reveals 1 in 10 children in the United States were living with a grandparent in 2011. Approximately 3 million of the children were also being cared for primarily by that grandparent. And in 80% of these cases, at least one of the child's parents was also in the household. That was from the Pew Research Center. Another survey conducted by Oxford University and the Institute of Education in London found that children are generally happier if grandparents are involved in their upbringing. The grandparent-grandchild relationship is second in emotional importance onto that of the parent-child relationship. Grandparents have the potential to play a variety of roles in a child's life. Some of these roles might be historian, a link to the family past and family history. They could be a mentor, like a teacher or a role model. They could be that nurturer, supporter, or safety net. And another role might be friend, with a playmate or confidant. Today's grandparents often have more time to spend with their grandchildren. They are eager to share their own life experiences, and many treasure this new opportunity to nurture a new generation and contribute to the family legacy. Some final food for thought. It appears that the better the relationship is between the parents and the grandparents, the greater the contact and closeness between the grandparent and grandchildren. So while you may not be loading the kids in the sleigh to get to grandparents' house for Thanksgiving, are you finding ways to strengthen intergenerational bonds in your family? Join us this month as we blog about grandparents and grandchildren. We will take a closer look at the various roles of grandparents. We'll also delve into the tough topic of grandparents raising grandchildren. And as always, we look forward to hearing about your family's experiences around this topic. We would love to hear about your grandparents and what they've meant to you, both as a child and as an adult. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.